Before Troy comes to speak to us, there's also one other thing we'd like to do this evening, and that's to have just a brief report of the senior high mission trip that occurred last week to where we went to Salmon, Idaho. Salmon, Idaho is a very, very interesting town, and I don't know if you know Idaho, but basically Idaho looks like a big L, and Salmon is right in the middle of that curve of the L of Idaho, between it, or, you know, right with the border where Montana is. So we had a team get together, and with two of our teenagers, that'd be Trey Higby and Grayson Hayes, joined us with their parents who came with us, as well as my wife Rihanna and Darren Summerlot came as well. And so we got on a plane about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and flew all the way to Montana, and landing around 1 o'clock at night. Where there we found a nice, beautiful, tiny moose to take a picture with, who is just a great photo op. But the interesting thing was, we didn't get our luggage for yet another hour. And then we had a three-hour drive down to Salmon, Idaho. So we arrived at about 4:30 in the morning and slept for about 3 hours. And that morning, we arrived at Bryan Avenue Church of Christ, which is the congregation there that we were serving. And we got right to work. I tell you what, we may have only had a few hours of sleep, but there was work to do. And so the first thing that they asked us to do was to help them build a new sidewalk. As you can imagine, that far north, there's a lot of snowfall, and that snowfall makes it slippery. So with a lot of elderly members, it was a good thing to have a brand new sidewalk put in. And boy, were we glad that Darren Summerlot was on that trip with us to help us make sure that we got everything looking nice. So we had a cement truck come in to pour all that concrete. And, well, I don't know how that got in there, but Grayson Hayes was certainly hard at work. No, Grayson was definitely hard at work, as was everybody on this trip. Everybody pitched in, including the members who showed up in big numbers to help us get this sidewalk finished within the first day. It was really a wonderful thing, and Darren really came through to help us arrive at a beautiful finished product that same day. While we were doing that, the ladies were preparing door hangers. So rather than knocking in this community, we decided to hang invitations on the doorknobs in a community that is largely consisting of Mormon and Jehovah's Witness. It kind of puts a bad taste in people's mouth in this particular community to have people knocking on their doors. So this was the method that was chosen, and it certainly served very well. We had our ladies packing those for us as we got those prepared. And here's what you can see they looked like. We had some invitations, as well as we included a house-to-house, heart-to-heart in there. They send that out regularly to their communities. And so everybody received a brand new copy of house-to-house, heart-to-heart, or a tract. So we went through great planning to... Salmon, Idaho is, if we're talking about the town itself, is a very small place. The population of the entire city is only 3,000 people. So the people that we were bringing the invitations to were located really within like a 25 square mile radius, and that was it. So we hit all those homes, and with Josh's help of mapping the area out so we could get those delivered, we had a great time bringing those invitations to the community. And you can see it didn't help that we had an absolutely gorgeous view that whole time. So then, on top of doing some door knocking or some door hanging, it was really a big part of this mission trip to fellowship with our brethren there, to bring some encouragement. And so every single night there, practically, we were at a different member's home. And this photo comes from Jeff and Jill's home, their ranch, where, I mean, again, the view was just incredible. They let us have plenty of time with their dogs, as well as their horses. And we had such great times trading stories and seeing the kind of work that Jeff does on a regular basis. This was at the home of, this was at the home of Roger and his wife, where we had a great meal. Lots of baked beans that week, too. They're big about their baked beans in Idaho. And then this one was at the Campbell's home, where Grayson got very, you know, familiar with one of their dogs, especially while he was fishing. Could not leave his side. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time with them at the fireside. So then Sunday morning came, and we had worship with the brethren as well as a fellowship meal. There was approximately somewhere around 50 people in attendance, and we just had a wonderful time getting to know everybody. One family had their family in town, and it went beautifully, and the brethren were certainly encouraged from that visit. And then, you know, Josh and Kara, I didn't know what to title this section, but this really was spending time with Josh and Kara. You know, Josh and Kara have been all over this country this last year, working with different congregations. And boy, I could just tell that this was needed for them, to spend some time with us, to spend some time in nature. And so what we did was we went to Mount Gilmore to climb the mountain. And a friend came along there with Rihanna, is their dog Colt. This campground here signifies where the lake is that is fed by the mountain with fresh snow. Believe it or not, it was 95 degrees down in Salmon, but we got to walk around in snow up on this mountain. It's a crazy thing, but you can see that lake there that's fed by that snowfall, and that marks about 9,000 feet, I think it was, 8,500, 9,000 feet up. And then we have our group photo here. I almost skipped right past. And then just a beautiful view going up. And where you see Grayson standing there is about 9,300 feet tall. And that's where I bowed out. I was done at that point. But Josh, Grayson, Diane, and our guide, which was Glenn, sorry, I knew I was going to get that wrong. Glenn, he's a member of the church. He brought them all the way up to the peak where they got these kind of photos. Just an absolutely amazing thing. And again, you could just tell how much Josh and Kara were encouraged by this. And as I came back that night, we had a beautiful view of the night sky and the full moon. I don't remember, something special about that moon where it was extra big or something. But it was wonderful, and well, again, I don't know how that photo got in there, but I was styling, as on our last day there, we spent some time on the river. it was just me and Grayson that wanted to go with Josh on the river there with Jeff and Byron, and but we certainly had a great time. It was a nice, easy, lazy river ride, and well, Grayson caught himself a trout. How about that? It's just a wonderful thing. So this was our senior high mission trip to Salmon, Idaho. And they might be asking, what were the results of such a trip? Well, with a population of only 3,000 people, I think it is really amazing that we were able to hang over 1,100 invitations. So practically more than a third of the population received personally an invitation to come visit the church there at Bryan Avenue. And when you include all the families that live miles and miles apart, that is a huge number. And we had that new sidewalk completed, and the brethren there were certainly encouraged tremendously. There were a lot of tears when this team was leaving, and I can't thank all of the men and women that came with us to be part of this trip to make that such a successful trip for that congregation.